wir an daf chavovam mit alef three lines from the bottom. We had in the Mishnah, HaKaisev Taif Saigitin, the person writes, a Taifus of a get, Tzer Shiyaniach, Mekayim Ha'ish, Mekayim Ha'isha, or Mekayim Hazman. And the first Mahalach we had to explain the Mishnah was from Rav Yehuda Mashmul, that said that the Mishnah holds, is going according to Rabbi Lozo. According to Rabbi Lozo, you need ksiva lishma. And the Teiref, which is the Mekayim Ha'isha, the Mekayim Ha'ish, Mekayim Hazman, has to be written lishma. So therefore, tzorich sheyoniach. And then Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul said, there's another thing also that has to be left over, the place where it says, Ared muteres l'cholodom, that's also me'iker haget. Rabbi Lozor in the Seife is chaylik on the Tanakame. Rabbi Lozor is machsher bekulon. By all stories, he's machsher. Yesterday we learned if he's machsher, if you leave over the Teiref of the Shtar, that's according to Rashi, or according to Taisvis, till you write the Teiref, chutz migitei noshim. But by gitei noshim, he passels, and Pashup Shadis, he passels even to write a typhus. And he gives a reason, Shenema v'kosav lo lishma. It says in the Torah has to be written lishma, so therefore the Sefer is not permitted to write a typhus before he gets a tziva yabal. So let us see the Gemara. Shenema v'kosav lo. So the Gemara asks, bo kiksiv lo a Torah for the ksiv. Rabbi Lozor is bringing a raya that one is not permitted to write a taifis shaloi lishma, because it says v'kosavlo is going on the taifis. Ela'emo mishum shenema v'kosavlo lishma. Not because it says v'kosavlo lishma. Now let us see Rashi. V'kosavlo a taifis ksiv, the b'kro krisus ksiv. The Pasuk speaks about the Krisus, the Hainu Teiref, because of Lo Seifa Krisus, the Hainu Teiref. Rashi would seem that from the Pasuk, it's Mavur, that the Teiref has to be Lishmo. The Teiref is the Shem Ha'ish Va'isha. The Bekro Krisus Ksiv, the Pasuk says Krisus, the Hainu Teiref. What is Rashi before the Chof Aleph on Bet Bei said, Teiref, Rashi said, Giluyei Shel Shtar, Mokim Ha'ish Ve'isha Vazman. So it means, Bachsme Rashi means, Sefer Krisus means the Sefer that is relating to us that we are being Teiref, Bein Ish Le'isha. So we have to know who the Ish is and who the Isha is. That's an intricate chelik of Sefer Krisus. The Sefer is to tell us who is being you get from who. So how can Rabbi Lozor learn out from this pasuk that you cannot write the Teifus? Shaloi lishma. Elo leitema. Shenema. Don't say shenema demashme minei yalif. That you learn out from the word because of law, Elo mishum, mishum shenema, klayma, mishum shenema b'tayre because of law lishmo, since it says because of law lishmo, gazrin and taifis, otu tayref di eraisa. So therefore, with geyser, taifis, otu tayref. So that is pshat in Rabbi Lozor. Zog te gemore weiter, kashe de Rabbi Lozor ad Rabbi Lozor. Eisus Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul said that the Tanakam is Rabbi Lozor. And the Tanakam holds one is permitted to write the Teifus. Here in the Sefer it says Rabbi Lozor holds you're not permitted to write the Teifus. So how does this stem? So the Gemara says, Trei Tanoi Valibe de Rabbi Lozor. It's a machloikes Tanoim what Rabbi Lozor holds. Tashe de Rabbalozo, sagt Rashi, reiche hukmes ke Rabbalozo. Und machsche lichtaif taif se gitten. De Tanakam is machsche zwei de taifes. Ve seife polik. Und de seife is chaylik. Wo oma chutz me gitten oshim, ik kenar bei de taifes. So how could both be going according to Rabbalozo? So the Gemara says, trei tanoi libe de Rabbalozo. So this is the first mahalach of the Mishnah, of the Gemara, that pshat in the Mishnah is that mipnei ha-takone, takone is takone seifrim, they made a takone, that reality, the Tanakama holds, the seifer should not be permitted to write a teifus of a get either. Because if he's writing the teifus shaloi lishma, he might come to write the teiref also shaloi lishma. No, mipnei takona seifrim will be very difficult if, when the seifrim will get a demand to write a get, to write a whole get. So mipnei takona seifrim, they were makel that they can write the teifus shaloi lishma, so when there'll be a demand for gitten, they'll have ready teifusin, so it'll be easier for them to fill out what just the Torah. That's the first mahalach in the Mishnah. This is according to Rabbi Yehuda Mashmu. Rab Shabsi Omechiskiye Mishum Ketote. Rab Shabsi Omechiskiye said that a different shot in Gansen in the Mishnah. That what it says, that Yoniach Shem Ha'ish V'Ha'isha V'Hazman, the reason is mishum ketote, that there should not be machlokes bein ish leishtoi. V'rameiri, and the Mishnah is going according to Rameir Doma Eidech Simekarsi, u'bedin hu dafilo teirech nami lichtoi. According to Rameir, one could write a complete get shaloi lishmo. So the Mishnah is telling us, so why, when one writes a get, why do you have to leave this over? What's wrong if it's written Shaloi Lushmo? So the Gemara says, Mishuma Takona. What Takona are we speaking about? Takona is Ktote. It should not, if the Sefer will be permitted to write a get for Reuven that's getting Rochel because he has assumptions that, Reuven wants to get Rochel, and he'll write such a get. Vizimnin, so Mikadin, he could write it. No, Vizimnin, the Shomalei Lesaifa, she'll hear the Saifa, the Karkosa that he's writing, she's passing by a Saifa, the Saifa is saying that Reuven is getting my wife Rochel. And she thinks, Oy vey. So how did he get these two names? Mistala, my husband, told him to write a get. V'savra, and she'll hold, Ihu kamalei. So she'll hold that he told them to write a get already. So when she'll come home, she'll be fuming. V'hav, and he's going to tell, no, I didn't do anything. And she won't believe him. You told me you didn't do anything. I just passed by the safe and he was writing a get. V'avulokhtote bahade, and she'll have a machloikis. The shalom bayis between these two will be shattered. So Memele, so that's why Tzorich Sheyaniach. So the Takone is not that you're allowed to write the Teufis. The Takone is you're not allowed to write the Teufis. That's how Chizki is Hebshah. Mishum Ktotem Net Takone de Ktoni Lava HaTeire de Teufis. It's not going on the heter of writing a Teufis. You don't need a heter. Why do you flip anything over? Mibnei takonis ktot. V'rameiri. Bloiboy iksiva lishma. You do not need iksiva lishma. V'loi tzorich sheyaniach mokeim. You don't need iksiva lishma according to... You don't need iksiva lishma according to Rameiri. V'loi tzorich sheyaniach mokeim ered muteres. You don't leave over ered muteres. Elamokim Hashem is levadon mishum ktote. Umokim azman mishum mugdem. And you have to leave over this man mishum mugdem. The Rehitis Loshen of Rashi would seem as follows, and this the Yikav Shmuel makes. That Meir holds you don't need Ksiva Lishmo. So number one, you don't need to leave over a Meteres L'chalodah. Hello, what do you have to leave over? A Mokim Shemis Levada. You have to leave over a Mokim Shemis. Mishum Ktote. A Mokim Azman. And why did you leave over the Mokim Azman? Mishum Mugdim. Now it would seem that Rashi is saying this only according to Rameya. Rameya holds you don't need Ksiva Lishmo. So why do you have to leave anything over? So Rashi goes down the list. You have to leave over in Shemes, Alt Ktote, Zman, Alt Mugde. But according to Rabbi Elazar, Emerson Rashi never explained according to Rabbi Elazar why you have to leave over. So the Pashtis of Loshen Rashi would seem, since the get needs a Zman, it's an intricate chelik of the get, so you have to leave it over Alt Lishmo. That means the Ike Chelke Yaget have to be written out Lishmo. So Memele, so according to Rabbi Elazar, you don't ask why you have to leave over. It's the Teirev. The Teirev has to be written Lishmo. No, according to Rabbi Meir, there's no such din. There's no such union of Teirev. The whole get can be written Shalei Lishmo. So therefore, so Rashi to say, you know why the Seifer can't write the Zman? Because he'll be a mugdim. So nafkamina will be, what will be if he gives it the same day? So according to Rab Meir, then there's no problem. So he could give it if he wrote his man. And according to Rab Elazar, he won't be able to give it because it was written Shalai Lishmo. That's how others are medayik from this Rashi. Da filu teire fi ma shem es lichte. Da chik si ve kosov lo ach si mes eidem koi. Kosov lo is going to see me shehi ike ksiva. See, that's the ike ksiva of the Sefer Krisis. The eidem make it for Sefer Krisis. She'll pass by and she'll hear the kosov umaskir shmo yushmo and he'll be mentioning his name and her name and that'll bring a ktot. That's a second mahalach in the Mishnah. That's Mishum Takone. Rav Chisda Omar Ravini, a third pshat, Mishum Takonas Agunes. The reason you have to leave over the shame of Ish V'Isha Azman, Mishum Takonas Agunes. Omri Lo Rameya. Now, according to this Mahalach, Avimi's Mahalach, others say he learned pshat, Mish is going according to Rameya. V'Omri Lo Rabbalosa. Another say it's going according to Rabbalosa. Omri lo Rameya, the mission is going according to Rameya, do meidach simikals. Ubedinu dafilo teiref nami lichtev. So according to Rameya, you could write the teiref also. So why do you have to leave over the teiref? Vizimnen da havelek toto bahado. Maybe he'll have a machloikis with his wife. Verosach halo, and he'll get angry at her. Bizarik lay nello, umaagin umaisidlo, and they'll throw the get to her, and she'll become an agune. So we have to understand what's pshat in the Gemara. So let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, berosach halo. That means the mission is going according to Rameya. Now, according to Rameya, if a person could have, if the Sefer could write fartike gitten, that means the Sefer is aware there are five families in the shtot that he can always hear pots and pans flying at night. So he knows these five families are potential get-givers. So he writes five gittin for these five families. He writes the names. Leis mitzai. Whenever there'll be a need, they'll have it found. Fine. So what's wrong? So by the safe, it's very good. He's prepared already. So the Gemara says, but a kilkul could come out. What's going to happen? Maybe one of these families they're fighting, and then they'll get fuming. And he'll run to the Sefer right away, and the Sefer will tell him, you know, mamish hashgacha protis, I have mamish the get with your name and her name already. So he gives him the get, and he's in the process of still fuming. And he'll go and give her the get. So what's the igun? So the Rashbe brings down Pshat and Rashi. He says he never saw such an eagle in his life. The Rashi means the eagle will be that she's geget. You had a lady that was married, and now she's geget. So that alone is an eagle. If he would have had difficulties in finding a get, he would have cooled down. She'd still be married. We see a get is not an ideal situation. The mizbeach is moirid mois on mishem agarash ishter reshayne. So al kaponim, it's not an ideal situation. So if the seifa would not have been so ready, this could have been avoided. He would have cooled down. Rosach alay, he's fuming, fine. But al kaponim, time cools off a person. But since the get is ready already, so he'll feel what he intends to do, and he'll never give her a get. Now she'll be a grusha. So the Rashbe is one kasha, he doesn't know of such an igun. And the second kasha he asks, he says, igun by him means a woman that cannot get married. She doesn't have a husband. She doesn't have her own husband, and she's not with her own husband, and she can't get married to someone else. That's an aguna. But if this lady can get married to someone else, what kind of an aguna is she? That's one kasha he asks. Then he asks a second kasha, vizorek leinelo. He'll throw it to her. Why do you say he'll throw it to her? He'll give it to her. I mean, the kilkel over here is that he'll be Megarish's wife. Why do you say he throws it to her? He gives it to her. So therefore, the Rashba says that the problem is as follows. He'll be fuming. He gets a hold of the get, and he throws it to her, and he bangs the door, and he leaves the house. But since everything was done in a matzav of kas, so could be he won't be careful how he threw it. So it could be a get suffer kol ablo. And now she's talking Naguna. That's what they were afraid of. They're afraid was that now he went away already to Cuba. He's finished already. He's finished with her. And we have no way to be Mavala, because we told him right a second get. But he went away. He's out of the house. So this could bring about an eagle. That's how the Rashba learns Pshat. Now, between you and me, I'd like to just mention Ashtikul Ha'ore. That means if the get is completely written, we're afraid the gerishin will go 1, 2, 3. Is kan shayil aben, you need to aid them. I mean, it doesn't go 1, 2, 3, you need to aid them. So I used to aid them? No problem. Svelte used to aid them. So then you can also do 1, 2, 3. So if the teufis is written and the teuref is not written, so what do you have left over already? You have over his name, her name, You don't need to write the Torah. So, you don't have to leave it out. So it's only left over his name and her name. So this will make it or break it. I mean, I don't understand. He says, the Gemara says, Avimis, and according to Rameya, if we'll write the whole get, that means we'll write his name and her name and this man, So a calamity will occur. He'll give her as a far to get. So he'll take away them and give her the get right away. But if we write the whole get besides his name and her name and the date, then he'll cool off. I mean, why will he cool off all of a sudden? Why does this take so much more time, more than it takes to chasma to weigh them? I mean, it's nothing is finished yet. You have to chasma to weigh them. And in that he won't cool off and to write her name and his name. Basically, maybe you have a problem with her name, how to spell it. The names are very complicated. His name, maybe he knows how to spell. Maybe he doesn't know it. I mean, Adam know how to spell their names. Maybe he gets special Adam or Sofram to sign. Maybe, but maybe he'll have problems with the names. I don't know. Omri la Rabbeloza, the Omar Adam is Sirikausi. Others say that Abimi is going, Lemshan, the Mishnah going to Rabbeloza. In that, what we are permitted to write the teufis is mishum takonas igunis. That's the takonas agunis to write the teufis. Vizimin the boy lemezel medina sayom. He has to go to medina sayom. Now, medina sayom is a scary place to go to. It's a long journey. Who knows how long he'll be there. So Mamele would like to give her a get. He doesn't know if she could remain in Aguna for years. Bloy Ashkech Safra. Now, if he has to go now to Medina Sayom and the ship is about to go, so if the Seifa is not permitted to write the Teifas, he won't be able to find a Seifa to write a Teifas and a Teire for him. Vishavik lo vozul ma'agin lo'maisiv lo, and she'll be an agune. So that's pshat. So therefore, so if it's going according to Abba Loza, it's not the goodness they were matel. They were matter to write a typhus, even though a typhus is dangerous, because we should be guys a typhus at a tyre. They were matter to write a typhus that she should not be in a gune if he will need a get in a hurry and he won't be able to find it if no types are not written. I don't understand what the word umaisiv law means, but also umaagin, we heard it before, umaisiv law. I don't know what umaisiv law means. Umakim asma. Let us see the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, you have to leave over the place of this man. Kaposik vitoni, loishna mina nisuin, veloishna mina erisin. Now the Mishnah did not differentiate between a get of a nesue or a get of an aruse. You are not permitted to write as man. Because as man is as man mugde. Because he's writing this man now before he was told to write a get. So memele, we can be chayish that when the get will be given over, this man will be as man mugde. And the Mishnah doesn't differentiate if he's an orus or a bao. So the Gemara says, if she's in the sewer already, so Zman Mugdim is very detrimental. If the time of Zman is Al Shem Yechapal Basa Choysoi, that the get will be a tool to prove that she was Megureshes before she was Mezane, where Magdim the Zman Geirishin. So by Nesua you can't ever get Mugde. Lamandi Omar Mishum Peri. According to the Mandi Omar, that the reason we write as man in the get is else. We should know this man when there was Nosan Enel Vlagarsha Shuvles Le Peri. So here, if you write a Mugdim Dikiz man, so it's a Gvaldika Hepsit to the Baal, to the Lakuchas, he had Peris till now when you wrote a Mugdim Dikiz man. So if by a nesue, I can understand very well why the cipher is not permitted to write as man when he wants to, because there'll be a kilkel of peri of basa chaysa elamin ha'erisin. But if she is only an aruse. Narusa doesn't have peiris, so in Mele, there's no kilkul that can come out. And the Mishnah says blankly that you're not permitted to write this man before the Baal tells you to write the get. Why is it that way? What kilkul could come out with Azman Mugdim? Let us see Rashi. If the writer's man on that day, the slave will write his man when he writes the get, and the husband will give her the get later. She'll mend the peiris from the yemaksibus. So there's a kilku in the nesuin. About aruso mi is lo peiri, mi is lo din peiri, by the shi of the din of peiris. Halo yeni yecho peiris al mishas na ksube veila. He only eats the peiris from after the ksube is written. Shu mischai bepirkuna, he's mechuyev to be paidahar, if she ever got captured. So because of the schus pirkuna, we gave him a schus achilas peskim, rinne ben harish and his patsa. So, By in a Rusa, if the time of Zman is Mishum Peri, by Rusa there's no Inyin of Peri, so why can you write as Zman Mugda? Before we see the Gemara further, let us see the Taptais. Skoposik Veton. Hodoloi daik lel be perik beis, gabi nichtav ba yoim v'nechtam ba laila. He says, the din of Zman, the din of Psul Mugdem was mentioned in the second perik. And it says, nichtav ba yoim v'nechtam ba laila, it's posul sa Mugdem. So Taisu says, so this kashe, the Gemara should have asked, kaposik betani, loishnam in Eresen, loishnam in Amnesuin, but Minayrisin, why is a Mugdim possible? Why do you have to wait till the third perik to ask the kasha? You have the kasha waiting the second perik. The Mugdim is possible. So Taisva says, the hochi nami loidayik, elam yishum de kivin de kvar ashmeinon de Mugdim possible, me meile yadine de tzor shiniach mokim asman, afilu le avetoni le. The hochi nami loidayik, tzor shiniach mokim aret materes lechol odom. So now the slamuridike Taisva. So Taisva says as follows. Taisva says, you have to learn the Gemara with a grain of salt. Not, if the Mishnah says a Mugdim is posel, so ask a kasha, mina eiris, and why is a Mugdim posel? There's no reason for it to be posel, so I'll tell you, so it's not talking mina eiris. But if you have problems, mina eiris doesn't make sense, so it's not talking mina eiris. You can figure it out yourself. There's no such kaposik vatoni. So therefore, the second perik that it says a mugdim is possible, if you learn the Thomas Alts perik, so you say, no, it's speaking about Nesuit, when this perik. By Eresin, Zichra mugdim will be kosher. Mish isn't talking about mugdim. But Agamore had another kasha. Agamore had a kasha. But since I know from the second perik that a mugdim is possible, so why does the Mishnah have to tell us he's not allowed to write as man? I know a mugdim is possible. Fashteitzer is not allowed to write his man. So the Mishnah is miyuta. Just like the Mishnah did not say that you have to leave over a reit muteres l'chol odom. Avida Mishmul says you have to leave it over, but the Mishnah didn't say it. So Taisa says, you know why? Because it's the Mishnah. Gufa shall get reit muteres l'chol odom. If something you could figure out, the Mishnah won't spell it out for you. So memele. Since in the second perik it says a mugdim is possible, so vashteitzach the soifer can write as man b'shas ksivosei, because it's going to be a mugdim. So why does the Mishnah come to tell us that yitor sheniach mokim as man? Is a raya the yitor, a Mishnah's come to tell us for an arusa you have to leave over mokim as man. Arusa? That's why you live by arusa. There's no peiris by Rusa. That's how Taisus learned Shat in the Gemara's Kash. Tainit, the Teferis Yaakov, he says, so what is Taisus saying in other words? It says in the second peirik, Amugdim is posel. So the whole Tzorich Sheyaniach is Meyuta. Fashteitzer, Tzorich Sheyaniach. So the Teferis Yaakov, if the Mishnah is telling us that Zman is a chilek of Torah and has to be written lishmo, so Tzorich Sheyaniach is telling us more than the Mishnah in the second perik told us. The Mishnah in the second perik told us a mugdim is possible. Our Mishnah is coming to tell you if a soifer will write a get for this person, and it's going to come about that he'll give a get today, he'll come over to Mashkocha Protis, I wanted to give a get. And it's not a mugdim dikizman, so our Mishnah is coming to tell us, it's no good, because it's shaloi lishma. The zman has to be written lishma. So the Teferis Yaakov brings a raya from our Tosfos, that Tosfos holds the zman does not have to be written lishma. Not like we were medayik from Rashi. So it comes out, it's a machlokes harishonim, is there a din lishma on zman? That means Zman is an intricate chelik of the get. A get without a Zman is possible. But the din lishma is on the ikar chelik a get. Shema ish, shema isha, reit muteres l'chol odom. The Zman is for other reasons. That chazal wa masakin you need a Zman. So now we have a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Since they were Masakin, you need Azman, and they put it in the Torah, doesn't need Lishma like the rest of the Torah. That's how Rashi seems to hold. And that's why Rashi has said, only according to Rameya, you can't write the Zman before Al-Smugdim. Rashi let the Balos, and there's another reason you can't write the Zman. Al-Lishma, because it has to be written Lishma. And from Taisus it seems clear, it does not have to be written Lishma. And that's why Taisus says the whole mission is Miyutatav Shiniya. I know you can't write a Mugdim to Gizman. And if it's not Mugdim, it's not good if you write it. So the Tzav Shiniya is coming to tell me a new Chiddush that Afilu by an Arusa, Afilu, it's a get Arusa, you're also not permitted to write a Mugdim to Gizman. And that's the Gemara is asking. Why not? If the Tam is Al-Speri, why can you write a Mugdim to Gizman? Zak the Gemara. Omar Rav Amrim Hamilse Shamis Minei Diyule. I heard pshat in our Mishnah. Why by an Arusa you can't write a Mugdim de Gizman? The Omar Ula said, Mishum Takonas Vlad. Because of Takonas Vlad, you're not allowed to write a Mugdim de Gizman. V'lo yodano mainiyu. I didn't know what he's talking about, because an Arusa, Mugdim de Gizman is possible because of Takonas Vlad, and showed it by an Arusa. There's no Vlad. I mean, what's a Takonas Vlad? That's why you have to write a Zman. So I didn't know what he meant. Even the Shemise, but later, I figured out what he meant. I heard, Lohod de Sanya, I learned the Barai, so I makis will get la Rusosi, lech neseno agar sheno. A person told the Sofer, write a get now for my Arusa. I won't give her now the get. L'she'ech neseno, after I'll make nesuin, then agar shena. That means they have no intentions of giving her the get now. I'll give her the get later. First let's make a nesuin, and then I'll give her a get. So the Baraisa says, ain't a get. It's apostle a get. Why is it apostle get? What's wrong with his get? Gzeiro shema yoimru gito koidem livno. Achinam gzeiro shema yoimru gito koidem livno. That if this get will be written by the Erison, and then later there'll be nisuin, so people will say that she was nisgarish min Erison. This man is this man of the Erison. And they will say the child was born from a beer, not Shalishus. And that's a pagam. So Memele, Rashi says it's a pagam on the whole Mishpoche, that there's such a child in the Mishpoche, a child that was born with a beer, not a vicious. So therefore they passed the get. So Memele, here's also the same thing. If the Sefer, when there's still Oros Varusa, he's gonna write a get now. So it can come out, he's writing the get now, and it will be used by the Baal after Nisuin. And this get with a Zman Mugdem is apostle a get because Shema Yemru Gita Kaidum Livna. Now let us see Rashi. The my Vlad Yesh Larusa, he says, Al Takonas Vlad, he can't write a Mugdim. When, since when does Narusa have a Vlad? Yeah. Even the Shmisa Lahod de Sanyo, kiss forget Larusosi Akshav, Vlayat Nenola, write to get now, and I won't give it to Adla Akhashek Nesen until after the Nisui. Ain't I get? So Rashi says, the get yoshanu, it's an old get. That means, a get yoshan is that the get was written in after the get, the husband and wife of Mesyachet, Shema Tisaba, maybe she'll become Uberes, Kshiach Nisana. He's saying, he has intentions to make Nisuin, he'll give over the get, and the get was written when she was in Arusa, with an Arusa de Kizman. V'yayimru, people will say, Gita kaidem livna. Shisvurim shenosna lo v'yayim shenichta. People will be under the impression that she was nizgarish the day when the get was written, or she was still Melusa before Nisuin. So al kocho, and she was Nisaba later. Achinami masnisim, mishimachi, zoch, laniach mokim zman, af le teifis arusim. Shema yichtaiv zman le boi boi. Maybe the seifo will write his man the day he writes the get. Vuhu lo yigar shen, and the husband won't give her the get, ad lacha Nisuin. And people will say, "Belay kedushin uksube nisabro lache gerushin." People will say that without kedushin, without ksube, she was nisabro. Upgamu lemishpoche. This is upgam for the mishpoche. That there's a child in their mishpoche that was nisabro without kedushin and ksube. It's interesting how Rashi mentions here ksube, b'loy kedushin uksube nisabro. Now, what's the maila of a ksube? I mean, if she was giget, so there's two, it's two chesroines. She was nisabro when she wasn't married, and she didn't have a ksube. What's the new chesron of not having a ksube? She's not married. The Bederech Epsher, perhaps you could say, the Ramban, in Seif Pashas Chayisoreh, says that a Pilegesh, he says like this, a Ben Noyach, Kasher Nosu Noshim, Rashi says difference between a nish and a pilegish. So he wants to say that a pilegish didn't have a ksube. Kasher nosu noshim, when goyim married noshim, hayu noigim lichtoiv moyer umata, u pilegish loy hoya kaisev lo klum, vi yishalach lo kasher yirtze. So whenever he wants to get rid of her, it's a very easy procedure. He just says goodbye. Masha Einkein, an Isha of a Ben Loyach, not such an easy procedure. Don't say goodbye. You have to give her the ksube. Some amela, so it seems there was some kesha, a fula by a Ben Loyach. There was some kesha of Ishas. That means it wasn't, wives weren't disposables. That means, you had a wife. If you want to, end the issues, so you have to give her, you have to pay her, some mele, so it wasn't, so there was some sort of a kesha, the moyer and matan was mekasha, these two, that held them back from getting rid of her whenever he wanted to. So that's what Rashi is saying. People will say there was no kedushin, there wasn't even mekshub, there was nothing. There was no kesher whatsoever. So this is a pekam in the vlad. So memele, that is why you cannot make a isman mukdim by a shtar erison mishum takonas avlad. Let us see Tosfos. Lechsheechnesena agarshena eina get. Perish bekunteris mishum dahabi get yoshal. This is the Baraisa. The Baraisa says, ain't a get, and Rashi says, the reason is because it's a get yosh. The kosher, the ain't a get mashme, the ain't a get klal. Taisa says, you take the words literally, it's not a get. Who beget yosh, and the aloha is, im nizgar shatinosi lechatchil. A get yosh is a get. You're not allowed to be megarish with the get. But it's a get. If he gave it to her, she's allowed to get married. Here it says, ain't a get. So if the tam is tak, I'll get yoshon, so you can't say any get. Kedoma lekamon ba'azayrik. So in Eitzim Afoshi Atom, they want to say that Rashi learned shat, that's not correct. Ain't get legarshavoy. It's not a get to be megarish with. That's not a get, period. It's not a get to be megarish with. That's the taich. Yeah. Well, Taisa did not learn like that. Vayim Rabbeinu Tam, the get yoshon. So this is like this. A get, what's the type of get yoshon? A get yoshon means the get was written in a previous date, and later there was yichud. So maybe when there was yichud, there was bia also, and maybe she became nisaba. And the mele people will say gita koydim livno. So because of this shash, they said you should not be megarish with a get yoshin, but im girsha muteres linosa. Why? Because the get yoshin leka le yichud baum, but mahochet vikonso. But here we're speaking about that he wrote a get with an intent to give her the get after nisuin. This is not yichud. Get yoshin is when there's yichud, there's a chash, maybe there's bia, and maybe there'll be ibo. So on that we say, b'diyevah the sakosher get. But here, there's yichud bia. He wrote the get specifically to be given after nisuin. So here, tak apostle again. This is not get yoshin, this is worse than get yoshin. Beim Taima, Fertoises de Biyavomis, Peri Kei Gassine, Vahach Milse, Lichste Echnesena Agar Shena, this din, that a person is writing a get when she's in Arusa, he says, I intend to give it to her when she'll be on the Suet. Harei ze get, Mibnei Shebiyodi Ligarsho, that means it's not called a Dover Shaloi Baloilom, he intends to give it to her when she's on the Suet. She's not in the suet as yet, so how can he make a get now to give her later? She says, no, because beyond the gosh can give her now. The get is good now also to sever the issues. So Mamela says a good get. Al Kalponim, what does it say over there? It says, Le'echnesena agashenu. And there it says, Harei ze get. And by us in the Barais, it says, Le'echnesena Agarishena, ain't a get. So Tosis learned that this is worse than a get Yosha, because since the intent is to give the get after the suin and be it, this is apostle get. This is ain't a get. So according to Tosis, this is a stira. The two gemaras there, it says it is a get, and here it says it's not a get. The perish of the get Yosha miyahave. According to Rashi, is very good. That what it says, ain't a get means, ain't a get l'chatril l'garish boy. There it says, harei ze get, it's a get. It's a, if he gave it to her, she's megereshes. So ain't a get and harei ze get are the same. And there Rashi says, harei ze get, but it's a get yosha. So you shouldn't use it l'chatril. But according to Taisvis, that this is worse than a get yosha, and this is an ain't a get. So what's pshat? I'm a forish, also my shekosov boy is man on the scene. There it's speaking about, he didn't write his man b'shas b'ksivis, I get, when she was in Arusa. He wrote his man b'shas nesine. So v'chlal it's not a get yoshon. This is no problem whatsoever. So therefore it's a good get. She calls him his man and nesine. Therefore the get yoshon layab. She calls him his man kaidim nesuin. If he wrote his man before the nesuin, so that's worse than a get yoshon. They'll say gita kaidim livno. Mashenkin over there, he wrote this man, he wrote the get Akabar Eresim, but this man is from Bishas Nesina. This is Bechlal no kilko whatsoever. So the Gemara says, Arezim Begereshes. Arezim get. So the Gemara says, Ochinam Igzeire Shema Yoimrot Gito Koidem Livno. So the Gemara says that the reason why you're not allowed to write a Shtar Mugdem for an Orus, because if you'll have a shtar mukdem, and he'll get married later, and he'll give it to her after she's married, and shemayim agita kaidam livno. They'll say that the get was given to her before she became the saber, and that's a pagam to the whole mishpacha. Vim taima makpedu sheyichte vaseif hazman, voleka lameicha sheyavi legarish beget ze acha nesuin, shrei edim layachtem aloi, dechoze ishu mukdem, so Tosfos says, that means, what is the Gemara answering? The Gemara is answering that the reason a Sofer cannot write a Zman Mugdim by a Shtar for an Orus, because it might end up with Nisuin, and it'll be Gita Kaidim Livno. So Tosfos says, I got news for you. If this will be given by Nisuin, so she's a Nosui already, so the Edom will look at the get, so it's a get mugdem. By a Nosui, you can't write a get mugdem al tzperi. So nothing's going to happen. There's no kilkul whatsoever. So Maman Nefshech, if he'll give it over, Bishas Eirisen, there's no problem whatsoever. If he'll give it over, Bishas Nisuin, you won't find the Edom that will chasman the get, because it's a get mugdem. And you're not allowed to give over get mugdem by Nisuin, al takonas peiris. So Taisa says, Amor de Kechidish, Vayim Rabbeinu Tam, the Kivin Sheroin Ha'idim Shekosuv Beget Arusosri. Amor de Kezach. They'll read the get, they'll read every word of the get, so the get starts off, he's writing to his Arusa. Is Yachtemu Acha Nesuin, Ki Yizbaru Do'i Do'Arusa. That means they won't know. I mean, they're not so personal, they don't understand the difference. So this is his wife, if she's a Nesuin, Arusa. They wouldn't know the difference. So Memele, so by looking at the get says Arusosi. So it seems she's an Arusa. They won't realize that she's an Asua. So Memele, so they'll chasma on the get. So therefore you cannot make a mugdim b'shah seiresen because of this kilku. So b'emerson we have here akasha, so if this word Arusosi is misleading, and people will think she's an Arusa, and really she is an Asua. So then the Gemara didn't have to say the Tam of Shemo, Mishum Takonas Avlad. So the Tam is Altsperis. That means if she's an Asua and the Edom won't realize it, so the, you're giving a get mugdim to an Asua, and now there's a Kilkul Altsperis. Why did the Gemara have to bring up this whole Indian of Takonas Avlad? Taisa said, since it's a kilkulat peiris, the Edom won't chasma. So Taisa says, the Edom won't know. So they will chasma. So they won't know the chasma. So there's a kilkulat peiris. The end of Taisa asks such a kasha, but see, the Oitzer also asks why. So the Taisa becomes a little schwer. But Taisa asks an endlich a kasha now. Vimtaima, oh, so you're telling me now, Meirli Kezach. You're telling me, Arusosi means that when they'll look at the get, they see Arusosi, so they'll think that she's still an Arusa. V'imtaimek sheniach mokim azman, so afilu he left over the mokim azman. V'yichtev uzman v'yem gerushin. But they'll see Arusosi, ikele meichesh sheyemru gita koidem livno. Kiven sheroin shekoysev beget Arusosi. So Tosfos asks, Ebozoi, we're saying you can't write Azman Mugdem, because people will say that she was get before the Ibu, so that's a pagam and the blood and the Mishpoch, fine. So what do you do? So you make this man, you leave over this man. When the Sefer writes it, you read over this man, and you write this man b'shas nesinah. Tractais was fine, you write as man Vishas Nasina, but what does it say in the get Arusosi? You just told me when it says in the get Arusosi, so everyone who looks at the get is under the impression that there never was Nisuin. So fine. So I have here a get that is stating that she received the get Altsarusa. Later she becomes Muberes. So never was Nisuin by her. There never was Nisuin by her. So people will say it's a pogum dike child. Now Gavucha milk about and so Baruch Hashem the Eitzer asked this kasha. When Rashi said about Gita Koidem Livno, so Rashi says people will say that she became this Abel Beloy Kedushin Iksubet. That's a pogum. Taisus asks now, Anu Kashe, people will say that the Vlad is Pogum, because she became Nisaba before Nisuin. I mean, she's an Ashesish, there's Kedushin, there's no Nisuin. So where do we see this such a Pagam? It's not Mishnah's Chasidim, and Rabbi Yudah del Mishyachad Arusas, about Al Koponim, but where do we see this? This is Abiyah Avishos, she's his wife, is issues over here. So why is there a pagam? Okay, it's a different component of the sheet. So we don't find such a pagam. Yeah. That's question number one. Vegam yafsidu alakuchas peiris shemachal amabar shalai kedin. So Tosfos says, just as Machadish Amoyer de Kechidish, that since it says in the Get Arusasi, so people will not be aware at all that there was Nesuin. So this is Shrekler. So even pushing over this man, will there still be a terrible kilku? There'll be people will think that the child was Nesaba without Nesuin. And people will think that she was giget al tzarusa, so the baal nebe is chus achilas peiris, so she'll mom from the lekuchas shaloi kedin. V'yeshloima, so Tai says like this, the lekuchas leikna peiris im loy sheyodo shenesuois. When the lekuchas buy peiris, first they do some research, they find out if the peiris really belong to the husband. V'yeviyu edem al kach, and they'll bring edem. That she was in a sewer. That's that they only purchased pages after they know clearly that she was in a sewer. The gam al bno yedagdeku. And al teben yedagdeku viyirush, and then they'll find out she is abre lifnei hazman akosu beged. They'll find out he was zichu, when he was nisaba, before this man I get, visparadova shenises. And after research, they'll find out. That means, hey, the machsumim and I'm making research. They all think she's stolen Arusa. That's what they said before. But when people come to Pasel the Vlad, they want to find out when the Iba was in those, and they'll, after research, they'll be able to find out that she was on the suit. Inami, this is the second house. Yes, Ludova Keo Shanises. No. And when a woman is on the suit, it's a Keo. Elo Shane's man on the scene, you do a Kokach. But we don't know exactly when the Nisuin was. The Yedu. So they will know. The mashikosu beget arusosoi lefisha nichtav koidim nesuim. That means the word arusa is not completely misleading because everyone knows that girl, everyone knows she's an nesuim. It says arusosoi because the get was written when she was an arusa. So memela, so there's no problem whatsoever. Taisis takash arusosoi could be very misleading. So Taisis says, no, arusosoi is not misleading at all. Because there's a curl that when every nesuah there's a curl. So the word arusosi will not in any way mislead anyone. People will know that there was nesuin. And, some mail does not shash kilkol on the blood. People know there's nesuin. So the kuchas won't ever have said pages. Avo! That is, if alright, a right smart. Abelim nichtas man shall kaidem nesuin, but if the right amukdem the kizman, yaimru kol sho the gita kaidem livno. He says there'll be toile somehow that the geirishin was before. There'll be toile if this is a mukdem the kizman. Good, it says a rusasi, there was nesuin also. But they'll think this man was written b'shas the geirishin. And she was in the sewer already. They'll say, Gita kaidem livno. There's a murdike kashe. Tosfos just said now that everyone knows there's nesuin. Everyone knows there's nesuin because there's a curl by nesuin. So now we're back with the first kashe of Tosfos. Tosfos says to kashe, if she's in the sewer, Adam will never chasman the get because not allowed to chasman a get mugdem of a nesuin. Of the kilkul of peiris. So they'll never come out of kilkul. You won't have Edom chsumim alof. So Tosfos answered before, the Edom won't know that she's in the suet. They'll think she's in a rusa. But now Tosfos just said, no, and it's a kilkul, she's an asulis. Now we're back where we started from. So there's no kilkul. Eidim will never chasme. So I found the Itzur says that it could be the people from this city know that she became an asulis. Because in this city there's a kilkul. But sometimes she can have Eidim from a different city. Those Eidim will chasme on the get, not knowing that she's an asulis. And Mamela can have a kilkul. Aber kosh et alam alam time with the gita kaidum live no given she nisu in kosh of by his man shall eris and why do you need that this man of eris and was written she's an nisu so me mele this man is not chazal wa masakan as man we should know when the baal was not named the begarsha that he loses the peiris. Now, since this man was written when she was in Arusa, so the accomplishment of Zman they don't have, given she knew so it. The cause of his man shall aid us, and if some of the young women should pay, he can get some of his man cloud. There's no proof when it was not named of the Galsha. So it's a get without his man. So now Taisvis is asking, similarly to the way we asked in the beginning of the Taisvis, so why do you need now this whole shash kilkul of Takonas Avlad? There's a poshitech shash kilkul. After Nisuin, there's a chi of Peiris, and Chazal were masakin as man to mimavara when it was not the name of the garsha. And if you'll have as man mugdim mishas eirishin, so you did not write as man of the garishin. So I thought it's apostle again. So why does the Gemara have to mention a new chesoren of takonas ablach?